With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Doris Lessing grew up in a place called Southern Rhodesia. Now it's Zimbabwe, where the white minority no longer governs. Lessing, now in her mid-70s, was only faintly aware of the racism that existed there when she was a child.
I remember distinctly the point at somewhere in early adolescence. Hey, wait a minute, I was thinking, this is a very funny setup where hundreds of these people work for nothing to speak of, for such a few white farmers.
By her 20s, Lessing became painfully aware of the pitiful contrast between the Rhodesian poor and the rich.
A real understanding that this was a lunatic situation.
Lessing left Rhodesia for London in 1949.
I hated the society. This white settler society was boring beyond belief, suburban, provincial.
And in leaving with her Marxist views, Lessing was deemed a prohibited immigrant.
In both South Africa and Southern Rhodesia, there were quite a few people who were prohibited immigrants and who were not allowed to go there.
In fact, Lessing once landed at the airport in South Africa and was immediately escorted back onto the plane.
It was a very arbitrary, despotic setup, both in Southern Rhodesia and in South Africa.
Lessing is no longer persona non grata and has returned to Zimbabwe no fewer than five times since 1982. In her book, African Laughter, Doris Lessing writes about those visits and the turbulent changes in her adopted homeland. It was published by HarperCollins, which has also issued a collection of stories and sketches by Doris Lessing. The Real Thing. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After being banished from her adopted homeland, Southern Rhodesia, Doris Lessing finally returned in 1982 to find a new nation called Zimbabwe, now governed by the black majority. Everywhere she went, Lessing heard the minority whites complaining bitterly about the blacks in what Lessing calls the monologue.
They've got our country and President Banana. What a ridiculous name. There's our President Banana in our government house, and he's keeping chickens. No wonder that so-and-so went and threw chicken's food through the wire and went cluck, 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 cluck. These blacks in our government house, and they couldn't run a cowshed.
Lessing writes of her visits to Africa over the past 20 years in African Laughter. After black rule, many whites fled Zimbabwe in what was called taking the gap.
At that time, everyone who left Southern Rhodesia to go south took the gap. And it was a term of great contempt.
Because whites betrayed their fellow whites if they left. Lessing says that while race relations have improved, Zimbabwe has been devastated by nature.
What is happening there now is this appalling drought. And it's a kind of siege. They're just sitting it out.
But Lessing says Zimbabwe is resilient.
Of all the countries in that part, it is the successful one, despite of everything. Despite the drought, despite incompetence, corruption, this place works.
Doris Lessing, famed for her novel The Golden Notebook. HarperCollins has published her most recent books, African Laughter, and a collection of stories and sketches, The Real Thing. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In her recent nonfiction book, African Laughter, Doris Lessing writes of being injured in Zimbabwe when a bus loaded with police officers returning from a football game struck her car. Doris Lessing was rushed to a tiny hospital emergency room.
There was a black doctor, and the black nurses were very worried that we were not going to allow ourselves to be examined by a black doctor.
Indicating the state of race relations in Zimbabwe at the time, a young police officer, hearing that Lessing was a famous writer, begged her, despite her gashed head, to tell him how to write a novel.
I told him how to write his novel, and he said, well, I will look upon you as my mother for always.
Doris Lessing is writing her autobiography.
And I notice that all the time, I have to stop myself. It's so natural for me to go off.
Make it up, you mean?
Yes, I have to stop myself the whole time from inventing.
Doris Lessing wants to put down the facts of her life the way she sees them because she doesn't trust her future biographers.
Biographers make things up very often. This is really why I'm writing an autobiography. At least I'll write the truth about what I know, and I might have asterisks where I say, well, this is almost the truth, but not quite.
She's also worried about how the people who appear might come across in her autobiography.
I think I might write it and say, you can sit on it until everyone's dead.
HarperCollins published Doris Lessing's most recent books, African Laughter and The Real Thing. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.